Energy Consultant Under Fire for Covert Role in MISO, written by Amanda Durish Cook and read by an automated voice. Tensions have been building among MISO stakeholders over what some perceive as an undercover energy plant in stakeholder meetings. At the center of the controversy is Verikest Group President David Harlan, a former energy executive and regular attendee of MISO transmission planning meetings. On Sunday, renewable energy advocacy group Energy and Policy Institute accused Energy of placing Harlan in ISO stakeholder meetings to espouse the utility's ideas without the company connection, citing public records it obtained. The group suggested that Energy may have hired him to influence MISO policy away from renewable development in order to safeguard its coal and gas plants. Energy may have been worried about low-cost wind energy in MISO displacing the company's expensive legacy coal and gas units, impairing its ability to justify construction of new power plants, Epi said. MISO. Energy, nothing to hide. Although Harlan had refused to identify his clients during meetings in 2019 and 2020, Energy on Tuesday confirmed its association with him, telling RTO Insider there was nothing wrong with how he conducted himself. Energy Mississippi has a long-standing working relationship with Dave Harlan and Verikest Consulting, an Energy spokesperson said. Mr. Harlan is a retired Energy employee. He has made no secret of his time working with Energy, and his representation of Energy Mississippi is well known within MISO circles. He advocated on the company's behalf in the MISO stakeholder process, and, contrary to insinuations, there's nothing improper or unusual about those efforts. Energy's statement confirmed what some MISO members believed, said one stakeholder who asked not to be identified. Use of a covert consultant does not appear to violate any MISO rules, however. MISO Steering Committee debated throughout the year, but ultimately decided against proposing a new rule that would require consultants to identify the clients they represent when participating in stakeholder meetings. The RTO Stakeholder Governance Guide does not contain a rule against the practice. The Steering Committee has instead advocated for committee chairs to be empowered to manage discussion based on the norms of their committees. Stakeholders took notice after Harlan repeatedly refused to disclose his clients over multiple meetings of the MISO Planning Advisory Committee in 2019 and 2020. When Harlan offered opinions or asked MISO planners for more examination of their planning inputs, he has sometimes insisted that he is simply acting on his own behalf. Questioning planners' assumptions. Harlan repeatedly questioned MISO transmission planners' assumptions on renewable generation growth, especially in MISO South. He has argued that renewables will not be able to carry the region's industrial load as effectively as existing baseload generation. Before forming Verikest in 2008, Harlan, an engineer and MBA, worked for Energy for 17 years. His last job was Senior Vice President for System Planning and Operations, following stints as Vice President for Strategic Planning and Special Projects and Vice President of Marketing. He did not respond to RTO Insider's request for comment. The steering committee in May leaned toward drafting general language supporting stakeholder transparency rather than imposing a strict rule that consultants be forthcoming about their clients. The committee has avoided mentioning Harlan by name, as other consultants have participated in the MISO stakeholder process without first disclosing clients publicly. I think the steering committee is hesitant to put some strict rules in place regarding consultants, but there could be some language that says, hey, transparency is paramount to the stakeholder process. Resource Adequacy Subcommittee Chair Chris Plant of WEC Energy Group said at the Steering Committee's meeting June 10. Market Subcommittee Chair Megan Wyserski of Madison Gas and Electric said it was unnecessary to enact a new rule on consultant transparency. I see this as a matter of professional courtesy. And it's just that. I don't want to see professional courtesy codified in the Stakeholder Governance Guide, Wyserski said. Discounting comments. Plant also said a rule was unnecessary, though he warned that stakeholders unwilling to disclose whom they represent might be dismissed by others. I discount their comments. From my perspective, if they're not willing to announce their client, I take their comment less seriously, Plant said. MISO's advisory committee discussed mandatory consultant identification at its closed executive planning session November 2. The committee acknowledged that the issue arises mostly in PAC meetings. PAC Chair Cynthia Crane has promised a follow-up on the issue at the committee's January meeting. Energy spokesperson said Harlan has abided by MISO requirements and that his client's identity was known to MISO, to our regulators and to many stakeholders, as well. In addition, Mr. Harlan's advocacy with MISO was part of a larger effort by Energy Mississippi to work alongside regulators and other stakeholders to advocate for transmission planning and cost allocation approaches that we believe are in our customers' best interests, the spokesperson said. Communications with Mississippi PSC. Emails from Harlan to Mississippi Public Service Commission Special Counsel David Carr, obtained by EPI, confirmed that Harlan makes comments on behalf of Energy and collects information in my SO meetings to pass along in the company's strategy meetings. They also appear to show that Harlan sometimes voices the positions of the Mississippi PSC as well as Energy Mississippi. In one email, September 25, 2019, Harlan asks if he is accurately representing the stances of both Energy Mississippi and the Mississippi PSC. Please let me know if any of my comments were perceived as contrary to the comment or best interest of my SO South customers, the Mississippi PSC or Energy Mississippi, he says. I need to be aware of any concerns so I can limit or reframe my comments in future discussions. He also reports that he received pushback in and outside of meetings seeking to silence or restrict my oral comments from the renewable lobby and probably a MISO North regulator and some transmission developers. In the same email, he says he resisted efforts from MISO and some stakeholders sick to identify my clients before making a comment. My comments at MISO meetings always seek to raise issues for thought and to promote better visibility, transparency, and objectivity in the MISO discussions and planning processes, he tells Carr. I never represent that I speak for Energy Mississippi or the Mississippi PSC, but rather as a MISO South customer and an advisor to multiple MISO South stakeholders. Harlan sent the email after Clean Grid Alliances, or CGA Natalie McIntyre, appeared at the September 23, 2019, PAC meeting to sound the alarm about increasingly pricey network upgrades for the mostly renewable generation in MISO's interconnection queue. He writes that his comments on the presentation were not made on behalf of a specific client, but to address issues of clarity or objectivity about the CGA proposal. Since no other MISO South entity made comments, I felt that CGA's comments needed some timely injection questioning some of their logic. Harlan says that CGA is launching a full-court press to build transmission for wind delivery from MISO North and have load pay for transmission costs for both local and distance delivery. He speculates that the Midwestern Governors Association and some MISO Midwest state regulators and utilities were also behind the push for new transmission to enable renewable generation. In early October 2019, Carr wrote that PSC staff would discuss Clean Grid Alliance's presentation with Energy Mississippi using information collected by Harlan. In a May 2019 email, Energy Mississippi Vice President of Regulatory Affairs Jeremy Vanderloo gives Carr a heads up that Harlan would be raising Energy Mississippi's concerns about the cost allocation of some transmission projects in MISO's 2019 planning cycle at a MISO South sub-regional planning meeting. Energy has used backdoor channels to advance its agenda before. In 2018, Energy New Orleans contracted with public affairs firm the Hawthorne Group to arrange for paid actors to show up at New Orleans City Council hearings in support of a proposed $210 million natural gas plant. Though the council placed a $5 million fine against the company for the scandal, it ultimately approved the Michoux plant.